25 youth, ages from 14 to 19, from Santa Rosa de Lima Church in Las Cruces, spent the first weekend of October camping in the Gila National Forest. The effort was put together by Hispanic Access Foundation, a national nonprofit working to expose more Latinos to the nation's public lands. Maite Arque is president of Hispanic Access Foundation and says that she hopes that through experience, the Latino youth will be able to learn about preservation efforts of public lands for future generations.
We know now that Latinos, even more than non-Latinos, according to voter polls, almost unanimously support these places. It's common sense for us. We know they're important. And so now what we need to do as a community is make sure that our youth especially gets to experience these places and gets to form their own opinions by really grasping the importance of these places, the beauty, and how important it is for us to keep them the way they are for future generations.
The group of Latino youth had an opportunity to testify before a state Senate committee. How did that go?
It was a tremendous success. The Atomic Youth Group from Santa Rosa de Lima really showed wonderful leadership and dressed up and were pretty nervous at first, but I think in their presentation before the Senate committee, they did an amazing job telling the story of their experience and showing a video compilation of images and video that they helped to compile themselves, and really from their own voice being able to express what their experience was in connecting with the Gila River, with how cold it was at the moment, with how it was so full and rushing and beautiful, and what kind of wildlife they saw, and including a rattlesnake. Just their excitement and the authentic voice of young people was something that I think was new to the committee itself. It was not something that is a regular part of the conversation. And this wonderful Latino youth group brought a new energy into the conversation. And that's what we need in this country. We need our Latino youth to be well-informed, to be connected, experience these beautiful places in southern New Mexico, and to be part of the decision-making process and in how these places are cared for.
Arque goes on to call the youth group vocal champions for the outdoors. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.